wells, gardens, and neglected industries. The natural heat given off by the waters of Asburgas was a great saving compared to other energy sources such as firewood and charcoal. No wonder it became a privileged area for handcrafting industries. This conversion started hesitantly around the 14th and 15th centuries. First, small bread ovens were built in the vicinity of the gate of the wall, around the old Roman sanctuary. Later, some walls similar to those flanking the doors of the interpretation center were built. Already in the 15th century, there is mention of other trades sprung, such as tanners and launderers. Documents in this era alert of the unhygienic upwelling uses, like washing guts. These uses led to the construction in the 16th century of a large stone sink and to the regulation of practices concerning those trades present in the area. Slaughterhouse is built across the bridge around the 16th century, using only excess water, and in 1853, Santiago Sáenz, taking advantage of the proximity of the slaughterhouse, builds a tannery. This factory was placed in the lot that currently defines the archaeological site of Asburgas and is now a school. Let your imagination go wild. Think of this place during the 19th century with its busy life, where modern industrialization merges with sounds from the most traditional Ourense. A small 19th century town covered in steam. Among the mist, young thieves do as they would. They are, as named by Lamas Carvajal, the Graciosos da Burga, the scamps from Aburga. Today, these gardens tell the story of many trades. Throughout the exhibition, we'll find scattered ancient pipes, wells, basins, small sinks, columns, column bases, and even some small grain mill of 2,000 years. To our left, in a corner of the garden, there are a series of Roman stays. Let's go over there.